This is Audible.
Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Oath of Gold by Elizabeth Moon, performed by Jennifer Van Dyke, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 18.
"You see," said the king quietly beneath it.
Pox shook her head, felt the blood rush to her cheeks. "My lord king," she said, as the noise began to die down, "I fear you have chosen the wrong person even so. I feel no call from my gods to accept this task. Many paladins find their swords give light when drawn."
"Lady, your modesty becomes you."
The king's eyes were alight.
"Yet see what a solution you are to our problem. A paladin, therefore untainted by evil ambition, a paladin of Gerd, which will reassure our neighbors to the west and warn those to the north. You can sense the Taig. You are acceptable, I dare say, to the elves."
He glanced up at Amrothlan. The elf bowed slightly.
"Poxenarian is indeed an elf friend," he said. "We do not advise on succession, as you know, Sir King, but if she held the throne, we would not object."
Pox gave him a sharp look, seeking for something more behind the words, but his face was smooth and unreadable.
"But I'm not of your house," she insisted. "I'm not Leonian at all, or even part elf." "No, but you're honest, brave, and have the power of paladins. These will serve well enough. What has my heritage brought?"
The king sounded both tired and bitter.
"My council has not agreed these last 2 years on a successor. I have found one with more ability than any of their candidates."
He looked out at the others in the room.
"Would you dispute that, council members?"
"Not I, my lord," said Sire Holveric quickly.
Others murmured agreement, but Sire Belverin frowned.
"What if she's an agent of Saya, my lord? She has been a member of that Phelan's company. He's a Saiyan duke, after all." "A paladin?"
The king looked shocked.
"Belverin, she's an agent of the gods, that's all."
Belverin looked unconvinced, but nodded. The king turned back to Poxenarian.
"Lady, before the council and assembled nobles of my realm, and the elves as well, I ask you, I beg you, to take the throne when I die. You can do no worse than I, and I think you must do better, with the gods gracing you as they have. This kingdom, this green land, is the strong heart of the four southern kingdoms. If it falls, then evil is free to ravage Saya and Praelith, not to mention the Lady's Forest."
Pox knelt beside him.
"Sir King, I grieve for you, for this kingdom in distress, but someone must, Poxenarian,"
the king said more softly. Pox saw his eyes dull with approaching pain.
"Please, save it. No one else."
His head sagged. She felt the mingling